The Fed minutes are out later today, and all eyes will be on the central bank release to see just how much the narrative has really shifted. In recent days, the market has clearly scaled back rate hike expectations, with bets on consecutive 50 basis point hikes reduced, and calls for a 75 basis point rate hike coming completely off the table. Worry around a potential recession and a softer round of U.S. economic data have contributed to the turnaround in pricing. And we've since seen investors a little more relieved with the development as stocks try to turn higher while the U.S. dollar sells off. Another area where the market will be looking in the minutes is around the subject of the Fed balance sheet reduction and what type of additional updates we get from that front. As things stand, we always look at the balance of risk relative to expectation. And heading into the minute, sentiment has shifted more to the less hawkish side, which in our view leaves the balance of risk tilting back in favor of the hawks. We have a hard time seeing the minutes moving back too much to the accommodative side, and we think the market could be setting itself up for a letdown if it is expecting to see a let up with respect to the policy normalization outlook. This leaves room for renewed selling in stocks and renewed upside in the US dollar once the minutes are released and digested. We think the idea that the Fed has the luxury of ignoring the downside risk associated with rocketing inflation is an idea that could be misguided, and we believe the need to offset inflation is the bigger priority at this point in the cycle. The net result could therefore lead to more risk-off flow and more flight to safety and yield demand for the US dollar. That's